wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies first.
Ladies first, he said.
I'm Sadie. I'm the youngest.
I'm Megan. I'm the second youngest.
I'm Sydney.
I'm Danny. I'm the middle child.
I'm Nick. I am the second oldest and the only boy.
I'm Shay. I am the mom of all of these amazing kids.
And we are
Jessica's family.
Holler. Welcome back, listeners, to your one and only source into all things Gossip Girl. You know you'll love it. XOXO. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to XOXO. As always, I'm Jessica Zohr. We had so much great feedback from last week's rewatch episode, and I had such a great time unpacking Summer Kind of Wonderful with Machen and Mina, we thought we'd keep it going. So from now on, I'm going to bring on a new guest to help me break down another episode of season two for you each week. You'll get to hear from people behind the scenes and in front of the camera, plus some of the biggest fans of the show. Who knows? I might bring one of you guys on sometime. Today, we're going to pick right back up with season two, episode two, Never Been Marcused. It was so much fun with Machen and Mina last week, I thought I'd bring my own family on to do another episode this week. And I have a big family, you guys. I'm the oldest of five kids, plus some bonus kids, we like to call them, also known as my cousins. They were all such a big part of my Gossip Girl journey, and today you will get to meet them. My siblings would come visit me on set, and my mom traveled all over with me for press and conventions and photo shoots and stuff. So they had their own experiences of seeing the impact that the show had on my life and the lives of others. And it was just awesome for me that they got to join me on this wild and crazy adventure. I'm excited to hear their memories of it all and to dig into this episode. Never Been Marcused. So get ready for some real Midwestern accents. All right, fam, let's go.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Oh my god!
Can everyone hear?
Yes, finally. I hit about 64 issues you don't even want to know.
Okay. Well, you guys all look super cute, but you guys sounded like you knew what was up.
Really? Because it looks like mine was already going.
Yeah, Mom's been
set yours up.
No,
Mom's been on since 2 o'clock. She's been ready to go. Sister's always coming through, right?
You guys, I was finishing an episode like 2 hours ago, and they said, who's Shay? And I said, oh, that's my mom's name. And they said, oh, she's in the waiting room. And I'm like,
what time is that?
Anyways, so we are on rewatch of season 2, episode 2, Never Been Marcus. And we're going to get into that rewatch with my family who's here with us today. I have my sisters, Danny, Megan, and Sadie, my cousin Sydney, my mamacita, Shay. And Sydney's like our bonus sister is what we call it. They all obviously mean so much to me and are a huge part of my life and my story and my journey in life outside of Gossip Girl, obviously in Gossip Girl and during Gossip Girl because, you know, Megan was in high school while we were filming and Sadie was young, was so young, I, like coming around set and wearing these wheelies around, and Danny was always visiting me and helping me move to different places in the city and going to shows and stuff. So they have different stories, and it'll be interesting to hear, like, kind of through their lens how it was to be, they kind of were there with me through, you know, how it changed my life. So we all kind of have a different connection to New York City and Gossip Girl to do this. So let's just introduce ourselves, and then, yeah, we'll go from there.
I'm Jessica's mom, Danny's, Megan's, Sid's kind of bonus stepmom, Sadie. These are all my girls, and I'm just so proud of each and every one of them, and this is such an awesome thing to be doing.
Also, what's kind of cool, you guys, is Nick, who is, I'm the oldest, then Nick's after me, who did the music with his band Moxie and Loon for the podcast as well. So that's also kind of neat for my mom, too, that like Nick got to do the music, and we got to work together on this really cool project together. So Nick would be the next to fall in line age-wise, and then here's Danny.
I'm Danny, and I'm 32. Nice to meet you guys.
My name is Megan. I am Jesse's second youngest sister. I will be 30 this year, living in Wisconsin.
I'm getting old.
Hey, now.
I'm Sydney. I'm 26. And I'm Jess's cousin. But these are all like sisters to me. So I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yay.
I'm Sadie. I'm going to be 20 this year. And I'm the youngest and the favorite.
Favorite sister, favorite daughter, favorite all.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Favorite auntie.
All of it.
So they were all living in Wisconsin at the time when I was shooting the show. Do you guys remember where, I mean, it wouldn't have been like a big deal for me to call and say, hey, I booked the show. Not a big deal. Obviously, I would have been excited and I was moving to New York, but we didn't know what the show was going to bring to, you know, my life or career or anything. But do you remember the time, Mom, when like that call or when I was going or anything about Gossip Girl?
I remember you were in a few shows. You were doing a few videos. You were doing your thing and you were just like, Mom, I think I want to come home. I'm like, oh, no, no, you're not coming home. you are right there. You've got this. And like I said, you were on a few different things at that point, but I think you just wanted a break maybe from California for a second. I'm not certain. And I said, just come home. I got a room upstairs. You can just crash for a month and just, you know, regenerate yourself. And, but you're staying there and you stayed there for, I think it was Memorial Day weekend. And you stayed. And the next thing I know is we flew out there. You're like, Mom, I'm moving to New York. It was now Tuesday, the day after that weekend. And you're like, I just got a job and it's in New York and I'm leaving this. It was that Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. So we flew out there, packed up your little Mini Cooper. You just bought it, sent it back home here for one of your sisters.
Megan.
I had to pick like who got the longest straw. And
Danny's still mad.
That thing came on a big old truck too. I remember when it got delivered, I was like,
We were throwing all of your stuff in like boxes. Sydney's mom and my brother Brian, we were putting all her stuff in boxes and literally pulling it down to the end of the street saying free. We would come back out to grab another box to pull it out and it'd be gone. And it was just like, and me, I'm so frugal. And I'm like, oh my God, Jess, I'm going to bring this home. We're going to shove this in your Mini Cooper. Okay. I'm going to stay on track. But anyways, it was really exciting. And I didn't know much about the show.
So Danny, Megan, Sadie, Sydney, whoever wants to go, do you guys remember or is it nothing until you guys came to the city? Or like, I'm interested because we really don't talk about this. We never really sat down to be like, yo, what did you think or where were you?
I was in high school. So I was like 2007. Mm-hmm. I graduated 2008. I just remember all watching the pilot here at mom's house in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel like it would be a show you would watch or like or no?
Yeah, I think once we saw the pilot, yeah, we were like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. And then I just remember like going to school and everyone was like talking about it. And I remember more and more people were like, wait, oh my gosh, like Gossip Girl. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, like it was so new to us, but it was mm-hmm. so cool. But I think at the same time, we didn't realize the hype until it got, you know, huge. And everyone was like, that's your sister. Oh my God. And I would be like, yeah, like it just was crazy. Cause I think just so many people were so like, thought that was the coolest thing. Like it's a big deal, you know, and we're over here like, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. But it was just cool. I mean,
yeah. And then wait, so you were in high school, Megan. And then how old?
I think I was like, I feel like I remember I was like 15.
Yeah, okay. You had to have been.
Yeah.
So that would have made
17.
Sense. Would have been
yeah. Because it was the year before I graduated, 2008.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Megan, then you would come sometimes, which is funny because she was so much younger than me, and she would hang out with Taylor, you guys, Momsen. Because,
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember we would like.
You guys would go to sushi and stuff, I feel like, too.
Yeah, we would like. I remember one day we were just like walking around the city all day, and I was like, this is so surreal. Like, I used to watch her on The Grinch.
Yeah,
so I
was like, this is crazy. Cindy Lou.
But like, it was all surreal for me. So going there, I remember I was in high school. I was 15. I did not know who I was, what I wanted to do. I was having such a hard time in school. And so like, that was my little getaway is to come visit you.
Yeah.
And it was a crazy getaway.
And the flights were so short, too. It was, like, perfect. You know, you get up early, fly, and then have most of the day to
chill and hang,
explore the city.
Also, you guys, throughout this time, they came in and out of New York. And it was just nice that it was so close and they could come visit.
Yep.
I just remember going on set once. I brought my two friends, Gabby and Haley. And I remember coming in and there was all these little dogs. They were the cutest little things in the makeup.
In the makeup. Hair
and makeup room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Aw. And then, Sydney, do you remember? I'm not sure what grade
you
were in.
Yeah, I definitely remember when the news happened. I must have been, if Megan would have been 15, I would have had to have been like 11 or 12. So obviously I was young at that point. I remember the story always sticks in my head where you were at like a cookout or something and you had met either the creator, or the writer of the show, and then it ended up obviously being like one of the biggest offerings you've gotten, like to start your career off, which is so cool. Like the start of, you know, your journey. So like I said, I feel like I was so young for the show at the time. I didn't watch it till maybe I was in high school.
Right.
I would see snippets like here and there with you in it. But when I was in high school is when I actually watched the entire series. You know, you can relate more when you're a little bit older. And
right.
I, to this day, love the show.
I'm rewatching it. I'm like, what?
I know.
These people were in high school?
In
high school?
It was ahead of its time. Yeah, totally.
All right, Sadie, what about you? Because your little wheelie rolling around saying you want to be Blair's sister on the show was for real, real. And it was real rude. I'd be like, Layton, is she kidding? Layton's like, who cares? It's cute. I'm like, you don't even know the show and you want to be Blair's sister and I'm your real sister.
I know.
And
I actually... Rude. I was 5 when it came out, so I don't really remember. But I do remember, speaking of Layton, Mom, do you remember I think it was my first or second grade talent show. We wanted to do one of Layton's songs, and they were pretty naughty songs for my age. It was like Body something, and we tried to do a dance for it, but our teachers made us change the song because the song was too provocative. But I was like, no, I want to do a song by Layton.
I don't know, Sadie, in kindergarten – they all went around class in kindergarten and you were like, what's your favorite song? And they're like, oh, Twinkle, Twinkle. And Sadie, they're like, wake me when I'm sober.
Call
and
me
like,
when you're
sober. Oh boy. Okay.
Sadie said, wake me when I'm sober. Who sings that?
Evanescence.
So I'm sure I would be okay with whatever Layton songs were in third grade or whatever it was.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Let's get into the rewatch, you guys. So here is where we left off. Everyone is still in the Hamptons for the summer. Nate is having an affair with an older woman, Catherine. Chuck couldn't admit that he loved Blair, so she went on with her new boyfriend, Marcus, who turns out to be a British lord. Dan and Serena made up and hooked up on the beach after the white party. So that all happened, and now we're getting into this. Never Been Marcus, the title comes from the movie from 1999, Never Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore. And yeah, okay, so here's the log line. Blair is over the moon that she is dating royalty and has every intention on becoming a royal herself. But the scheming Chuck has other plans for Blair and her new love, Marcus. Serena and Dan agree to keep their recent hookup secret from their friends and family until they figure out what it means for their relationship. Nate learns the downside of having an affair with an older woman. And here we are. Dan and Serena wake up on the beach together, which obviously, like, Serena wakes up and looks, she literally, her tan, her hair, her outfit. I'm like, okay, girl, looking real good. The song is Boy in a Rock and Roll Band by the Pierces, which is such a vibe for what's going on. But how do you guys feel? Do you like Dan and Serena together? Are you over it? What are your feelings on the opening of this episode?
I personally do like them together. They're just like a good, I don't know if all-American couple would be the right phrase for them, but they just like are a good couple. And I, you know, throughout the episode, they're like coming back together and kind of trying to fight each other off. And so it's like, it's nice to see them together and giving into their temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like everyone personally has had like a relationship like that where you're like, okay, we might not be the best.
But you but always then, run you back know, you to them. Yeah.
Get back together with that person.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like it's, you're in the heart. It's still there. Like you're not ready to, you know, pull away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and then waking up on the beach with like being able to drive back into the city and go to New York City. I mean, it's all like so romantic and lovely. It's like,
who wouldn't? Yeah.
Who wouldn't? You know what I mean?
Wake up on a beautiful beach and then go to the city together.
Yeah. Gossip Girl says, summer tip number two, there is no we in summer, only you and me. Yeah. Which I thought was super cute.
I love that.
You know, I do like Dan and Serena together. I like want them to figure it out. But I mean, that's probably part of it also being like a show of entertainment and all the things. But then we're in with Nate, and Nate goes to talk to his mom. Like, let's just first of all talk about that house when she's like picking the flowers.
Oh my God. I was just thinking the same thing when I was watching.
I was
it
thinking
last
you
night.
Felt right at home, Jesse, with that.
Right?
Stop, why, mom. Why such the heavy laughs, girls?
Yeah. Maybe at Jan's house.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Wait, mom came to, was it the premiere party in the Hamptons? Mm-hmm. In the Hamptons, mom? You and Auntie Carrie and Uncle Brian? She did come, and we were staying at Jay McInerney has a house there who plays one of the writers. Well, he is a writer, but their family has these insanely sick, beautiful homes in the Hamptons. And I remember pulling up with my family, and they like couldn't believe. Explain it to us, mom.
Well, am I allowed to say whose house it was?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Hearst Mansion. So we were at a house before there was like parties. They kind of like, and then they rounded us up and like, oh, you guys, if you think this house, wait till you see, come on to our next house. So a group of us got invited like to the next little party, and we made that cut.
And this was like the premiere of season two, I believe. So the whole cast and all of us went and we did the carpet and we did all the things at one house. And then, and you guys, when you would see one house, you would think, and we've talked about this before. I come from a very humbled background. We're very middle class. We didn't grow up with, you know, flying privately and getting on yachts and having houses in the Hamptons 2 hours from our $10 million loft in New York City. We are very far from that. But I'm saying when you get to this house in real life and you're like, wow, this isn't Gossip Girl. This is real shit. It was wild. And then we pull up to this house and it was insane. I mean, and even like a picture or a video wouldn't do it justice. But speaking of that, Nate goes to his Hamptons home and his mom is there, you know, picking flowers because why wouldn't she be? And can you guys imagine that? Like, he wants to just go home. And as a mom, and there's a few of us moms on here, she has this, like, not secret, but this thing that it can basically tear their family sort of apart because really, I'm not saying there isn't love in the Archibald family, but really money is a big part of all of those families. That's how it works to live up there. But I'm saying like she knows he can't go back because their house is being taken and all the family possessions. So like, did you guys feel like that ball was going to drop right there when he's like, well, I'm just going to go home?
Well, he was trying to find a friend to go and talk to and everybody was too busy.
Besides you.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
Not Vanessa, who's always trying to stay right there for him. I'm like, Vanessa.
I know, right?
And I was like, dang. There's Vanessa. Of course, that's my child.
Shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was like, I felt bad for him too. And I just feel because Chase's character, Nate, always feels like, you know, that he's always concerned and like some shocking things happening to him. But yeah, so then Blair is leaving the Hamptons. And did you guys see when Chuck snuck in the... in the restaurant.
Yes. He was cracking pretty me slick. Up. Like, first of all, Blair's little one-liners were just cracking me up.
When she said, revenge is so 12 hours ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Or she's like, squash. I'll squash you.
Yeah.
I'll squash you.
But just seeing those two together, it makes like me watch Chuck and Blair together. I'm like kind of annoyed. Like, just together. Because I don't know.
I know.
Just seeing him sneak in like that, I was dying. Like, he's too funny.
Too funny. And how cute are they too, like riding the bikes? Like, it's like a moment from The Notebook. She's got the high-waisted orange shorts with that white shirt, mom, with the yellow touch.
Yeah.
And that's so in right now, those beach bikes.
What are those beach called? Cruisers.
Those beach cruisers.
And that was how many years ago?
I'm talking about her outfit.
That too.
Yeah, she ain't talking about the beach cruiser.
She's like, that's so in right now, the bike.
With her high waist.
With her little heart purse.
Saying the vibe is in. The vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The vibe is in. I get it.
I'm just saying that was, I mean, that's so in right now, but yes.
The vibe. Yep. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So she's like really trying to like, and do you guys feel at this point that she has feelings for Marcus, like truly, or she's just liking the whole thing and trying to stay away from Chuck? I think it's layered, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she just doesn't know him well enough to, you know, she likes the royalty part of it.
Yeah,
exactly. She's like in love with the idea of them being together, but
I agree.
I don't think she loves him at all.
Right.
She wants the high class to rub it in Chuck's face.
Right. Oh my God. Can you guys just like picture this? You're like walking, kind of dating this guy that you think goes to this school two states over. And then all of a sudden this accent drops and he's a lord. Like, yeah. What? Get out of here, Marcus. Crazy. That's crazy. And how are we feeling about like these hairdos and stuff? Are you liking them?
I love it. From doing hair for a living, I notice every little detail like that.
Okay, tell me some of your favorite look. I mean,
well, definitely, like you said, the opening outfit with her on the bike, like that to this day, like you were saying, people are wearing that now. Even the little purse, that just makes me think of girls I see now walking around with the little Kate Spade heart purses. That was exactly that.
Right.
Her hairstyles, down to the little details, even just like the twists and the pearls. I'm just like, it's just a timeless style.
Yeah,
like, most
and you
of
know
her
what's,
stuff.
What's really cute, which I never noticed before, Serena always seems to have some like random weird braid that's like twisted in a lot. And
yes,
I like that. And it's
I was noticing that too. Yeah. It's just kind of her style.
It's super cute.
Yeah.
I liked your hair.
I know. I
you liked mine?
In that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did too.
You got to let your curls back out.
A little curly fried chicken to the chick chick.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I was about to say that, but I thought you were going to get mad at me.
Curly fried.
Jesse's like, I better say it before one of them do.
I know. I was thinking it this whole time.
Oh my God.
Okay. Seriously. Okay. But you guys, my hair did look cute. Yeah,
it
Liz
really
was great.
Did.
So was Jen. They were really, really great.
Even that lime green sweater coming back in. I feel like that color is coming back in.
I know. The neon.
The neon.
When I'm in the gallery, when Vanessa's in the gallery.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yes, with the off the shoulders. Yep. That was a really cute, like.
Well, Blair wearing those paper bag shorts. Those are reeling right now.
For
sure.
Mom, we just talked about that for like 10 minutes.
No, I know, but I'm just saying those are.
She's just saying that look. Yeah.
Okay, so you know how Chuck wants to go in and they're going to do this squash game, which I didn't.
The squash game.
To me, that looked like racquetball.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's
that
what
was.
I thought, too. Yeah.
Well, I text Ed because what some of you guys maybe don't know, when you have scenes, like where you play a game like that or you do a dance or you do something, they usually have a professional come on to show you so that in the scene it looks
it
real.
Actually them doing
so
it.
I text him. I'm like, did you have to take like a lesson? And he's like, yeah, we did. So don't you find stuff like that funny? Because when you watch something, you would never think like Ed and Patrick went and did a squash lesson.
Behind the scenes.
I don't know. I couldn't get past his triple layer of a outfit inside of.
I know. I'm like, are you
inside of what?
In
the court?
His sweater vest on top of everything else.
Inside of a sweaty box. I'm like, but it looks amazing.
That hair was glued.
Thick wasn't going anywhere.
What? The hair?
Yes.
Yeah, the hair was glued.
Who's Chuck or now I almost
Chuck's
hair.
Okay, so anyways, I thought it was racquetball, but apparently it was squash and they did take a lesson. But I also think what's super funny about Chuck is that he's like always trying to like scheme something. I'm like
something.
And he does a pretty good
like
job.
Always lurking in the shadow.
That's right, Sid.
Lurking. Yeah. Oh my
That's
gosh.
How I feel about him. Yeah. Lurking.
Okay. So now we go, we get to Brooklyn and Nate's sitting with Vanessa. How do we feel about this? And how funny is it Vanessa brings up Ruby, her sister? Because you know Vanessa has a lesbian sister in the show, but she's never shown.
Was she ever shown?
No.
And the entire show?
I remember at one point they were going to do like a casting situation and have her come in, and then she didn't. But I'm also like, why? Are you going to have like my sister and all these?
Is that my boo-boo is?
Hi, get over here. Speaking of family, my boo-boo.
How come we had to ship ours out?
Hi. Say hello. She can't even hear you guys.
Can you wave? Hi.
Yeah. Oh, hey,
Boo-boo Bear.
Hi, silly girl.
Hi, Boo Bear.
Give me kisses.
Hi, you look so Bowie. Cute.
Yeah.
Aw, give me kisses.
So cute. I'll
be right down.
She said Shippar's out.
Okay, where were we? My sister Ruby. So yes. I forgot that Vanessa even had a sister, but when they were considering doing it, I remember thinking like, is she just going to keep going to the Upper East Side and like bringing her family? Or then I also kind of liked the idea of maybe they were going to give her more like to do in Brooklyn, because Vanessa was always going on the Upper East Side and like acting like she didn't like it. I'm like, then quit going up there. You know what I mean? Keep your ass in Brooklyn.
That's what I said.
So, but then they obviously never did.
Wait, time out. Can we go back to you and Nate in the cafe?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about Ruby there. But yeah, she does this whole thing and is like just there for him. And then when he like left, takes the call, I just felt bad. Vanessa looks sad. She's just like always there for him, which is very nice. And I think that's a good quality in her. But you can only like keep doing that. And then you kind of got to put your foot down. You know what I mean?
I was going to say I wish you guys dated. I used to have a big crush on him when I was little.
Aww, I remember.
Yep, I remember we went to some pizza restaurant and I got to sit on his lap when I was like 7 and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm getting married. I'm getting married."
Well, I remember I had the biggest crush on him too, and I was like, cuz you know, Nate is like the most gorgeous guy you've
I
ever
think
seen
we all did.
Like, you better back off,
that's
Megan.
So funny.
I feel like with his hair and everything, he was like the Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber. Like he was like the original.
Like how he dressed and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
And do you guys like Vanessa and Nate together or no?
Yeah. I feel like,
wait, so were you guys dating there?
No, but it's kind of like he keeps kind of just leaving her hanging. So she's like hanging on and she really likes him.
Yeah, but I think he was just too, I think he liked you.
I was kind of feeling the vibe between you and Rufus. I'm just being honest.
Well, me too. And I was thinking, Dan, he's good looking too.
Yeah, he is.
He's beautiful.
I haven't seen it in so long. And I was like, wait, were they talking in the
show? I know.
You would think that instantly.
Yeah.
There was definitely like a connection there.
Yeah. But you know what? There was already a kid in high school having an affair with an older woman. So they couldn't probably do it twice in two storylines. They're probably like, we got it.
With a duchess.
Yeah.
Well, and I think Nate liked you. I just think he was so wrapped up in his stuff. And
yeah, I agree.
I think he actually did like you and he like felt bad and he was like a genuine guy, but it wasn't a good time for him, I think.
Yeah, because most teenagers, they call you from the back of their limos and tell you they're real sorry they can't make it back to your coffee shop. That's exactly how it happened here.
So who's your like favorite, like when you went back, it's been so many years watching it as characters, not the actors. Who do you got, like, is it the Chuck and Blair? Is it Serena? Like, when you watched, were you like, oh my god, I forgot how much I liked this storyline or this? Who would you guys say?
I felt like that was Chuck and Blair.
Chuck and Blair. Yeah.
Just because I feel like he does so much to go out of his way to impress her. And she's kind of, like, wrapped up in her own thing at the time, but he's relentless.
Pretty partial to Vanessa.
I was hoping one of you would say that.
I'm straight up Vanessa.
Thanks, Mom.
Team Vanessa. Team V.
Okay, Shay Shay.
Oh my goodness.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, then we get to Blair's party. Which, how funny is the relationship with Blair and Dorota, where she like gets home and she's just like, we have a party to plan.
With a harp player.
Yes. She texted her that. She texted her, it's a 911 party to plan.
911 party to plan.
You guys, was that party the same day?
Yes.
Yes.
I think
yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when God. She gets home, she's like, great job with the party planning, but invite strangers so there's more people. Yes.
And there's a harp player.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And she's like, Gretchen and Ingrid?
Yeah. She got him wrong. She's like, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where Leighton's like how she brings that comedy to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's one of my favorites. Yeah.
That's why yeah. I wanted her to be my sister.
Oh. I know. Can you believe what's all going on?
I feel like it was such a huge plot twist in that episode. I'm like, how is the show this new only in season two and so much had happened in that one episode?
I agree.
And the way
the way she was introduced.
Leighton turned around and be like, yep.
When?
Her little devious look back, like when she caught
when Marcus
Nate.
Was asking if the Duchess had said anything bad about Blair.
I don't think we got that far. Okay.
When she caught them.
When she caught them and the way she walked. Yeah.
She's like.
She came in.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I don't know if anyone even said or Jess, if you had said yet. We didn't find out that whole mess of a plot twist until that episode. You know, it's showing in the beginning where Nate is dating this older woman and then Blair's dating, you know, royalty. And then it ends up being that she's his stepmom.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that happened because we didn't know that until Chuck showed up with her at the party. And then everyone's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Like, it was crazy.
It was insane. And they do that in so many episodes where there's the ball's yeah. about to drop or some secret's about to come out and everyone's in a circle at a party. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The funniest part of that entire episode was when Chuck walked in with her and he's like, oh, did you meet so-and-so? And she's like, why? So she can tell me the long-term effects of Botox. And yes. That was the most. I was like, oh my God.
And then she goes and asks if Chuck told her about like who she slept with and all the stuff like that. And she's yeah, like, actually, no.
Tea on her.
I spilt it for yeah. herself.
I think that Machen, who plays Catherine, did an amazing job too.
Yeah.
I've seen her in a show I just recently watched.
Riverdale?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
Yep.
Riverdale?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good in there too.
Yeah. She's really good. And we did Twin Peaks. She's great. here's what I think what they did that was cool with Chuck and Blair. Because they're like so tit for tat, and there's like this, you know, game that they play together, you're never like over it or tired of it. Do you know what I mean? I mean, probably by season four, you're probably like put a ring on it and marry her. But like at this point, they do it so well, their little like dance, that it just keeps you on your seat being like, yeah, keep doing it. You guys are so fun, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we get back to the loft. Rufus is there with Jenny and Dan, and the cat piano song is on, which again, I've been like doing playlists to the episodes. I'll actually start posting them for you guys because they're so good.
I was going to say really quick, you know, Rufus was thinking about going back on tour, and then he came home and saw his kids and he was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
It was just like, that was just like cute. A very like heartfelt moment. I thought that was so cute because it's like, okay, that's probably his dream. But then, you know, he looks at his kids and he's like, no, I got to stay with them.
Aw,
that was
cute. That was like a great way to wrap up the episode.
It was. I thought the same thing.
That's very cute. And then, I mean, that's pretty much comes to an end. Vanessa's planned a date night and Nate cancels on her again and he gets the envelope from Catherine and New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down by LCD Sound System comes on, which again is a great song.
Yeah, that is.
But do you feel like Nate is doing the right thing when it comes to family? Sometimes you do what you got to do, but like, is he like opening up a
can of worms?
Yeah, yeah, I feel like he should have just went with Chuck's offer. I mean, I know that's hard to take your friend's, you know, money like that, but like going with this girl, this older woman who's married, I just feel like, what is she going to hold over his head? You know, it's just not, I don't think that's the safer route. Yeah.
I think it's just like in the moment he feels like cool because he's like with an older woman and it's like, you know, he's tiptoeing around or, you know, he kind of felt like, ooh, but really, I don't think, no, it's a good idea.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be lots that happens in the next little bit. But here is the end quote from Gossip Girl. Every summer vacationers traverse the globe in search of new sights and experiences. But when it comes to scandal, I'll take Manhattan every time. Welcome home, Upper East Siders. You know you missed me. XOXO, Gossip Girl. That was episode 2. Of season 2. Did you guys have so much fun watching it?
It was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Did. I was kind of like, oh, I got it's one more thing to do on my list. But honestly, I like set something up. I was going to like multitask and I kept just watching the screen. Like I was hooked. I was actually hooked.
It was. Yeah. It brought back memories. It was cool to just kind of sit back and relax and watch that and be like, oh my gosh, like looking at every, like their hairstyles and the acting and just everything about it, you know, and seeing you on TV too.
I was watching it with Mason and I was just like astonished to see how much I had remembered because he would like ask me questions and I'd be like, oh, that's the so-and-so with this and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but it was cool. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks you guys for coming on. Do you guys want to like talk about anything? Sydney just opened up an amazing salon in Arizona for people that'll be in that area. Should definitely check her out. She's amazing with hair and makeup.
And I am a freelancer at Kohl's Photo Studio where Jessica used to model when she was a little girl. All my kids did, but Jessica used to be there quite often. And that's where I am. So
what's up?
What up, Nick?
Rolling in hot.
What's going on?
You look so tan.
That's
gotta make a grand appearance at the end.
Always gotta make an entrance, just like in this world.
And always late to the game.
Right?
Aww.
What's going on, Nick?
Nothing, just hanging out.
Aww, all my kids.
I know.
Shay's favorite.
I know, for real.
Nick, we were just kind of like breaking down like everyone coming to New York around the show. And we're just talking about how cool it is that like you and Moxie and Loon got to do the music for it and how it came about. And I'm still like so blessed and honored that you agreed to do it and are the sound of our show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was so much fun. I love going to the studio. So.
And it was just so neat to like see you on all the instruments. It'd be like piano and then guitar and then drums and then the tambourine. And I'm like, this is so cool.
I'm like a little kid when I go into a studio. It's like all the toys that I need.
And obviously, if you guys are listening to this, you know that the music is Moxie and Loon. And you can look them up on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your music. because they have some really good tunes. And yeah, obviously I'm a big fan.
Best band around.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sis.
Yeah. Yes. It's cute too. Cause like when Harper found out that you were actually playing music for Jess's podcast, she's like, that's so cool. My aunt and uncle are doing this together.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is.
Oh, my little harp to the harp. Aw. I miss her. Okay, can you tell us the story behind Moxie and Loon, like the name and all of that?
Oh, me and Jake, we started playing together, and then we went out to the desert to play this like pop up, you know, big van meetup thing, and we didn't have a band name or anything, and we were playing together, just jamming, and you know, a friend of ours who is now a really good friend, this guy named Chevy. He was like, what's the name of your band? And we're just like,
I don't know.
And I was like, I've always liked Moxie. And then Jake was like, I've always liked Loon as a band name. Cause like he thought he saw like a loon in the desert, which is like, they're not out there. So it was kind of weird. But he, and Jake went to school for birds. So like, well, I don't know what that's called, but. So then we're just like, well, Moxie and Loon's kind of a cool name. And then Moxie comes from Dumb and Dumber, the movie.
I love it.
What, which part?
Oh, my gosh. I just watched that the other day. Oh, I love that.
The Mockingbird.
Yeah.
When they're singing Mockingbird in the van.
Do it, Nick.
And they pick up the Spanish hitchhikers. And there's like Moxie.
Oh, I love that.
Like, man, Moxie's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, that's rad. Really rad.
Yeah. Yeah, so then we just combine the two, and people dig the name.
Yeah. How do you feel doing music for a podcast rather than doing one for like an album or performing? Do you find that it's so different, or do you feel like it takes a little bit of a different artistic twist?
It was really cool. It's different in the sense that like we kind of went in there with like an idea and didn't really have. It wasn't like a full song. So we didn't like track the whole thing. We did like, you know, a minute of that. And then we did like 10 seconds of the riff and then 10 seconds of this other part. But it was super fun. And we love being in the studio. That's where I, you know, I feel like in the studio and playing shows is where I feel, you know, the most myself, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to see one of your shows coming up soon, too, because, I mean, between, like, the pandemic and then moving to Canada and having a baby, I haven't been able to see your shows. You guys, right before the pandemic literally shut down, it was right around my birthday, I remember, because I was going to do my birthday party at...
I remember.
We were supposed to go on tour. It was at the Viper Room.
The Viper Room on Sunset Boulevard, yes. Which is, like, amazing. And Nick, that was the opening to Nick's tour. And I was like, yo, I'm just going to have all my friends and family come to there. And literally like a week before the world shut down.
I remember me and Jake were like, I was like, well, we haven't got emails yet. So the tour's still on.
Oh, I was telling people we're going. Even when they were shutting down, I'm like, not that night. Nope.
Nope.
Literally like we got like all the emails in one day. And it all just were like, as you know, like we're have to cancel the show. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Damn. Well, we are happy you did our music here. I can't wait to come to one of your shows. And I'm like so pumped we did this, you guys. That was super fun.
Well, yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Oh, I love it.
I'm just so like cool. In heaven right now, staring at all my babies.
I know. She can't even think straight.
Now that Nick's on.
I'm sure.
Especially when somebody came on.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Okay.
Her favorite just came on.
We know.
That's what I just said.
Her favorite. Just admit it.
They're like, oh, what are your kids up to? I'm like, oh, Nick's doing this like really cool music to a podcast. Oh, what's the podcast? Oh, it's Jesse's podcast, but Nick's doing XOXO. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm proud of all my kids.
I know. It's awesome. It's the best. I like couldn't be happier for you guys.
I'm proud of all my babies.
And that's why I'm glad you guys came on and did this with us. It's been super fun. And I'll let everyone get back to their kids and their work and all the things.
Yeah, I miss all you guys. Sydney, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you. I'll be on his show next Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
Aww, snap to the snap. All right,
you
guys.
Love you.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Aw. That rip is so sick, Nick. Aw. I love my family so freaking much. And I just think it's cool that everyone got to experience a small part of the show. And I'm so thankful for all of their support through all of this. If you're in the Tempe, Arizona area and you need your hair and makeup done, you should go to Sydney's Salon, Supreme Beauty. You can find her at SupremeBeauty on Instagram. And check out Moxie and Loon's upcoming tour schedule. And don't miss them if there's a show near you. I'm telling you, it's a vibe. And that's it for today's episode. But come back next week for episode 3, The Dark Knight. In the meantime, smash that like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave us comments and feedback if you want. Until next time, XOXO. XOXO is produced by Propagate Content and me, Jessica Zor. Our show is executive produced by Ling Lee. Our producers are Diego Tapia, Emily Carr, and Hannah Harris. Original music by Moxie and Loon, and the episode was mixed by Seth Olansky.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.